good morning to all of you. It's a pleasure to be with all of you today, including the listeners, and I want to thank you for joining us. I'm also pleased to be attending this briefing after the significant progress in the implementation of the peace process here in South Sudan over the past week or so. The return of the first Vice President, Dr. Riek Machar, to Juba, and his subsequent swearing-in marked a major positive turn in the peace process in South Sudan. And this has been followed up, as you all know, by the appointment by His Excellency President Salva Kiir of the ministers of the Transitional Government of National Unity. These are important milestones in the implementation of the peace agreement. And I welcome this progress, as has the Secretary General of the United Nations and the international community at large. It's now incumbent on the transitional government to move with speed to complete the establishment of all the transitional institutions articulated in the peace agreement. First, I think it's particularly important to ensure that the Joint Operations Center and the Joint Integrated Police are established and made operational as soon as possible. These institutions will play a crucial and critical role in ensuring security and stability in Juba. They'll also help build confidence in the affected population and help to maintain trust among the parties that is required to progressively realize the full implementation of the peace agreement over the coming months. But it's equally important that peace and stability are felt outside of Juba. People across South Sudan need to feel secure to believe in peace. Therefore, I reiterate the Secretary General's call for an immediate cessation of all hostilities. The guns simply must be silent. Second, we need to address the urgent humanitarian situation in South Sudan. The transitional government can help to ensure the free movement of humanitarian assistance, including ensuring that roadblocks do not prevent vital supplies from reaching people in need. There's also a huge gap in funding for humanitarian assistance, and I appeal to the international community to provide the support required to help meet the urgent needs of the South Sudanese people. Certainly, tackling the deteriorating economy is crucial. This includes putting in place appropriate public financial management reform and institutions, which will give the international community the confidence they need to increase support to South Sudan. It also means restoring access to markets for people, which will play a key role in alleviating suffering and building recovery. I urge the Transitional Government of National Unity to work closely with the International Monetary Fund and the World Bank and the international community at large in addressing these challenges. Finally, as both His Excellency the President and the First Vice President have underlined, concerted efforts in relation to national reconciliation and healing should be a priority for all. Ladies and gentlemen, in reaching this far, I would like to recognize the important role played by President Festus Mohai, the chairman of JAMAC, and President Alpha Conaré, the African Union High Representative for South Sudan, in helping to reach this important stage. United Nations mission in South Sudan has also played our part. So far, UNMISS helped to fill gaps in transporting opposition forces to Juba in line with the 24th February agreements. We also provided support to the JAMAC to help with the establishment of the key transitional institutions along with regional and international partners. While I have also used my good offices to facilitate the regional and international partners to reach a compromise proposal that was finally accepted by both the government and opposition, leading to the eventual return of the first vice president on the 26th of April. United Nations will continue to support the implementation of the peace agreement, and I echo the Secretary General's call for the international community, including regional partners, to remain actively engaged and to provide the support to the transitional government for the full and timely implementation of the peace agreement. The people of South Sudan deserve no less than being able to live in peace and prosperity. I thank you all.